Finding a spiritual director is the most difficult thing to do in the spiritual life. In fact, it is noted by many saints that it is almost impossible to find a good one. Imagine if you had a soul in purgatory guiding you in the spiritual life. This is exactly what happened for over 16 years to Sister Mary of the Cross. A nun from her community guided her in various apparitions over these years. In a book called A Nun Published Manuscript on Purgatory, I will put a link here where you can purchase it. And you can be guided by her as well. Thank you for all those that support this channel. You can support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee, either one time or monthly. This series will focus more on the spiritual life. Let's get into it right away. It is so beautiful in heaven. There is a great distance between purgatory and heaven. We are privileged at times to catch a glimpse of the joys of the blessed in paradise, but it is almost a punishment. It makes us yearn to see God. In heaven, it is pure delight. In purgatory, profound darkness. This inspires us to know that we can be instruments of bringing these souls from this profound darkness into the beautiful light of heaven. She continues on page 14. Make it a practice to live in the presence of God with a pure intention. God seeks devoted souls who will love him for his own sake. These are very few. He wants you to be one of his true friends. Many think they love God, but they love him for their own sakes. God is not deceived into who loves him and who does not. Whenever I hear these calls from the book, know that it is a call for us. If you are watching this video, if you are reading this book, God is calling you to be one of the few chosen ones. Later on page 15, if you truly love God well, he will refuse you nothing. He will give you whatever you ask. How small is the number of fervent religious who really have the spirit of their vocation? About 1 in 50. You must at all costs be among the privileged ones. If it is 1 in 50 for religious, imagine amongst lay people. On page 19 and 20, I suffer all night while you rest, although I experience the pains of purgatory at all times. Still, when I have permission during the day to accompany you everywhere, I suffer a little less. All this by a virtue of special dispensation of God. For this reason, your indifference causes him all the more pain. He awaits only a return of your inner love of heart, so that he may fill it with graces. All that you do affects him most intimately. We hear this continued theme of God's vulnerability to us. You could only understand this if you've ever loved someone deeply, like a spouse or a child, where you care too much, we would say, because everything they do hurts you. This is how God is towards us. If you notice his sensitivity, how much everything we do, and especially all the things that we don't do, our coldness, our slowness to love him, let this be an inspiration for you to move more quickly in loving Jesus. Don't take your time. When we say all in God's time, that's false. God wants us to quickly become saints. On page 23 and 24, before the Blessed Sacrament, see how Jesus is left alone? At this moment, if he wished, he would have many adorers if they only had a little more goodwill. But what indifference is there amongst religious? Our Lord is very much hurt by it. At any rate, you are to love him for those indifferent souls, and Jesus will be consoled for their neglect. Souls belittle the heart of God. They look upon Jesus as too difficult to approach, and thus their love for him remains cold. Their respect for him has degenerated into a kind of indifference. Now, at the time, this was being spoken to in France. Soon after and around this time came Saint Therese that showed us the little way, the reality of trusting Jesus more fully, a theme we see later on with Saint Faustina in the 1900s. We are the benefactors of this spirituality, so we need to take advantage and trust God more, not be afraid of Him, approaching Him at all times, even in the midst of sin, or at any time that we turn to God trusting that He loves us and that He is merciful. Page 29, it is only love that will be rewarded in heaven. All that is done for any other motive will count as nothing. Love Jesus truly, once and for all as He wants you to. Then I also shall benefit in that I shall have great relief in all my sufferings. Page 30, never look back to examine your conduct in the past. Leave it entirely in the hands of God and go steadily forward. Your life must be summed up in two words, love and sacrifice. Sacrifice from morning to night, but always with love. This morning I was praying, and in part of my prayer I went back to my past, thinking about it, ruminating, wishing that I could change it, and these words came to mind, as if Jesus were to say, did you not learn anything from that soul in purgatory? Stop looking at your past. Be with me now. Page 34. Oh, be doubly good in order to give pleasure to God, who is so good, who is so particularly good to you. Have the eyes of your soul always open to anticipate His least wishes. Be beforehand with Him, as it were, to give Him pleasure. The more you try to please Him, the more He will give you. I find this true always. For instance, in me trying to make this channel be a gift to Him, you have no idea what a blessing it has been. The same in whatever you do in your own life. In the small ways that you try to please God, He will return the blessing so much more to you. Page 45. People pass before a church with more indifference than they would before any public monument. If by chance they go into the holy place, it is only to insult still more the divine captive who dwells there, namely by their coldness and their irreverence. Their prayers are said hurriedly and without attention, instead of speaking to Him from their hearts and saying words of friendship and gratitude for all His favors to them. I harp on this theme of speaking to God from our hearts like a friend. Just pay attention the way that you speak to your best friend or someone that you really care about. Use that same model in the way that you speak to Jesus, lovingly and with trust. On page 47 and 48. On earth, you simply do not know what God is. There, each one of you has an idea of what you think God is, according to your very limited knowledge. But when we leave our covering of clay, and when nothing impedes the liberty of our souls, we at last begin to know God, His goodness, His mercy, His love. She says in another place that if we were to see God for just 1 minute, we would understand. We would be consoled. That should be another thing we ask for the holy souls in purgatory. Let me see God just for 1 second that I may understand. We think we know God and maybe we have an exalted view of God. Do not underestimate how clouded our vision is of God. How if we saw Him in His essence, we would be completely dumbfounded. The way that St. Thomas Aquinas, at the end of his life, had a mystical vision of God, and despite having written thousands of pages of theology, he said, it is all straw, because what he saw was so much more profound than what he had written that it was as if he would burn it all. It continues, God does not regard great acts or heroic deeds as much as He does simple actions or small sacrifices, provided these are done with love for Him. Who does that sound like? Saint Therese. So you see that This spirituality was given to Saint Therese straight from heaven. Page 48 continues. The Blessed Virgin loves you very much. On your part, love her with all your heart and do all you can to procure her the greatest possible glory. And this in imitation of one of my favorite saints, Saint Maximilian Kolbe. Page 59. And this one is especially to us as parents. Avoid calling attention to former faults, especially when correcting children. This is a common mistake and very displeasing to God, and those who do it are wrong. How do they know that it has not already been pardoned? Then why refer to it again? God has not set us such an example. Our own sins should constantly humble us, and we should weep over them in the bitterness of our hearts before the Lord. But we should never refer to the past sins of another. That one speaks for itself. Page 61. Lives lived without love for God will have to be atoned for here in purgatory with intense sufferings. Whilst on earth, they did not profit by the mercy of God, but lived merely for the sake of their body. Page 61. To be a friend of Jesus on earth entails suffering of body. To be a friend of Jesus on earth entails suffering of body and soul. The sorrows appear bitter because you do not love enough. Page 62. The infallible means of arriving quickly at close union with Jesus is love, but love united to suffer. Jesus submits patiently to all these delays, but who is the loser? You are. If you only knew what graces Jesus is storing up for you, how he longs to be united to you, you would give up your rebellious will, which submits to him today but does not so again on the morrow. He who is so good and so loving is asking this of you. Page 73. God is seeking for souls to repair the outrages which he receives, souls that love him and make him loved by others. He wants you to be of this number. There is no greater way to love God than by putting effort into making him loved by others. You know that that will bring you persecution, ridicule, people will reject you, but in doing so, you will find something in your heart. You will realize how much you love Jesus, and the love that you have for him will triple. Because anything that we sacrifice for, anything that we suffer for, it's like we're put on that line. We either love it or we don't. Now for this last quote, I want to read it in context of the whole question that is asked to Sister Mary Gabriel, the soul in purgatory, by Sister Mary of the Cross. This also to encourage you to go back to the book and purchase it and read the source yourself, because a lot of the quotes that I take are small pieces of a greater answer. Sister Mary of the Cross asks, do the souls in purgatory console each other mutually? Sister Mary Gabriel, the soul in purgatory, answers, in purgatory, our only consolation, our only hope is in God alone. On earth, God sometimes allows us to be consoled in our sufferings of soul or body by the heart of a friend. But then again, if the love of Jesus does not fill that heart, the consolations are vain. Here the souls are lost, drowned, as it were, in the divine will, and God alone can soften their pains. Each soul is tormented according to its guilt, but all have one common sorrow that surpasses all the rest. The absence of Jesus, who is our very element, our life, our all. And we are separated from him through our own fault. After an action, you must not waste your time going over it to examine if you have done well or ill. Certainly, you must examine your actions each day to be able to do better in the future, but this must not be at the expense of your soul. God loves simple souls. You must go to him, therefore, with good will, always ready to sacrifice yourself to please him. You must act with Jesus as a little child does with its mother, trusting in his goodness and placing all your spiritual and temporal interests with great confidence in His divine hands. Having done this, try to please Him in everything without troubling yourself about anything else. God does not regard great acts or heroic deeds as much as He does simple actions or small sacrifices, provided these are done with great love for Him. Sometimes even a tiny sacrifice, which was only known to God and to the soul, may be far more meritorious than a great one that was loudly applauded. One must be very interior in order not to take for oneself any of the praise given one. God seeks souls empty of self so as to fill them with His love. He finds but a few. Self-love leaves no place for Jesus. Do not let any opportunity to mortify self pass by, especially interior mortification. Jesus has many graces to give you during Lent. Therefore, prepare yourself by a redoubling of your fervor, but above all, love Jesus. He is so little loved by the world and so outraged by it. The Blessed Virgin loves you very much. On your part, love her with all your heart and do all you can to procure her the greatest possible glory. You will never be able to understand well enough the goodness of God. If people only took the trouble to think about it sometimes, it would be enough to make them all saints. But they do not sufficiently know the merciful goodness of the heart of Jesus in the world. Each one measures it according to his way of thinking, and this way is wrong. This is a reason why they pray badly. Yes, very few people pray as Jesus wants them to pray. They are wanting in confidence, and yet Jesus only grants our prayers according to the ardor of our desires and the strength of our love. That is why the graces we often ask for remain ineffective. To be happy in religion, we should be deaf, dumb, and blind. That is to say, we must hear many things that we could repeat, but which are far better kept to ourselves. We shall never be sorry for having kept silent. We are obliged to see and hear many things and to act as if we had neither seen nor understood. Oh, if you only knew how paltry these little nothings are about which some make such a fuss. The devil makes use of these little straws to check the progress of a soul and obstruct all the good that she is called to do. Do not let yourself be caught in these meshes. Have a large heart and pass over all these little miseries without even noticing them. Jesus should be a sufficient attraction for you to prevent your being hindered by anything whatsoever outside of Him. See everything as coming from His bounty, whether it afflicts or consoles you. It is His love that arranges everything for the benefit of His friends. Never allow yourself to be discouraged. In a few hours, or even in the twinkling of an eye, Jesus could bring you to the summit of perfection which He desires for you. But no, He prefers your own efforts, and He wants you to see for yourself how hard and rugged is the way to perfection. Be very generous. Jesus has bestowed more graces on you than on many others, and He will give you still more, but in return He hopes to find in you a soul devoted to Him and ready for any sacrifice. Above all, He wants of you great love.